Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome back to another episode of Motown and Coney. Back with my main man, Tommy.
What up, though?
So, we are in the thick of things. NBA playoffs have started. NFL draft is I won't even say it, right around the corner. It's here. NHL playoffs have started. Your Tigers are... They playing pretty good compared to what they usually do in April. Your Michigan basketball team, I think they got like 6 commits in 5 days or something, something crazy. On the music front, you got Drake turned into AI using Snoop and Tupac's voice. Kanye dissing Drake and Kendrick Lamar, and it seemed like it's Drake versus everybody at this point. So,
oh, and don't forget about Chris Brown and Quavo.
Oh yeah,
the hottest beef going on. Yeah,
yeah. So this is giving me them old episodes of BET beef.
yeah. Man, where to start? Where to start? Where you want to start at on this one, Rodney?
You want to switch it up a little bit and talk about the everybody hates Drake?
All right, we can switch it up. Yeah, let's start off with that one.
Yeah, so if you listen to this podcast, you know I am not a Drake fan.
Right.
However,
yeah.
Hell might freeze over. Pigs may fly. I'm on Drake's side on this beat.
Yeah, I figure that. I mean, what other side can you be on? Because none of these guys are making sense why they don't like him.
I don't know if it's because he's dominated. I know Kanye, and at this point, I take everything Kanye say with a grain of salt. Talked about him being basically, he kind of went Cat Williams, basically called Drake getting raped by a record company in so many words. And the Drake diss records are they fire.
Yeah, you're right.
I can't even hold you up. I know Rick Ross is a little bit extreme. Like, his diss record was just okay, but he released a video for it today, I think. So
That was just like a waste of time. Like, that was so mid.
Yeah.
I thought, and I was expecting more from him. And I seen that he came over the diss record. I said, let me listen to it just for shits and giggles. And I just was like, this makes no sense to me. Like, I didn't understand. He was saying that he didn't like him because he said he got a nose job and he had a implant of 6-pack abs put in. And then he said that he put a cease and desist letter against French Montana to come out with that song that he had with French Montana. And I'm like, that's what you mad at him about? Let's just be honest, Rick Ross. You mad at him because he invited your girl to an event and you got upset about it. Like, it's not your girl no more, but that's what you mad about. Because none of this makes you want to be mad at Drake. Okay, he got a nose job or a 6-pack, whatever. Why would you want to beef with him? And then the beef was so, the song was terrible. Like, yeah. How do you feel about the song, Rodney?
I really just thought that was like a snippet. Like, we were going to get like a more complete song at a later date. And then it came on a stream and now it's a video for it. And it's like, this wasn't even all that necessary at this point.
Yeah, like, and then, like, in one part of the song, he like, yeah, you ain't got no draws on. I'm like, what? Like, what? I don't know if you paid attention to that. Yeah. Like, I know you ain't got no draws on. I'm like, what the fuck is that supposed to mean? Maybe I don't know anything anymore about beef. But I swear, the Kanye West one, I was so disappointed in Kanye. I think Kanye has officially lost his mind. Because he's not talking about nothing in these songs anymore. Like, he jumped on the like that, and it was like one of the worst diss records I ever heard, or remixes to a diss record I ever heard. That was terrible.
Yeah, so Kanye at this point, the whole J. Cole, like, beef or whatever, don't. Is he mad because he apologized? Like, I don't know at this point. And then throw the whole Kanye away at this point. It's to the point where I don't even miss the old Kanye at this point.
Yeah, I'm just over him right now and whatever he's doing.
Yeah, then like you said, we got the new beef. You got Chris Brown and Quavo.
Yeah, I thought that was like the best beef right now going on. Even though Chris Brown is straight Quavo, because Quavo not a battle rapper. So yeah, he's not. Like, he's just
Quavo's not a well, not that good. Period to me, but yeah, I don't know. It's just 2024 is just, I guess we had to have a mid-2023 to get to this in 2024. So
exactly. And Rodney, I wasn't, okay, so what caught me off guard with that one was I wasn't expecting Chris Brown to be that good. Like, Jesus Christ. His diss was better than the fucking the Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Future. Like, he had the best diss out of all of them.
Yeah, I'm like, I was like, I got so many questions, but is it good? Like, did you have a ghostwriter? Yeah. Like,
man, like, he had to get some stuff off his chest. It sounded like he was pissed.
Yeah, I'm like, it's been pissed up for a minute.
Yeah, and I knew Chris Brown was good and multi-talented because he wrote so many songs for different people, but and that was insane. Like, that reminded me of, like, back in the Ether days and with Nas and the Takeover. Like, he put in work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm here for this beef. Never thought I'd be saying I'm here for a Chris Brown beef and a Drake beef all in the same podcast, but my God, 2024 has done it.
Man, with flying colors. Yeah. And got us inspired again, man. I want to listen to more. Where is it at?
Yeah, and I mean, it's overshadowed. Good single releases, some good album releases. Taylor Swift. Did you listen to all 31 songs?
I did not.
That was a lot. I haven't listened to any of the 31 songs yet, so.
I was like, that was just a lot. And it was a lot of music to, like, consume you with. Like, it was so much music, man, over these past couple of days. And then with the beefs and, well, a couple of weeks. And then with the beefs and just other people coming out with music, too. And I was trying to spread the love. And also with singles and stuff. It just, that was a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to say, it's been a lot of singles coming out. You got Nas and Primo. Dropped a single, alluding to a new album coming out soon. So, it's that. I finally got around to listening to the Joyner Lucas album, which is a pretty good album.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like, man, that I didn't even expect Nas and I didn't expect him to come out with anything, man. Like, when I seen that single hit, I was like, whoa, where did this come from? And that's just, yeah. And at the same time, oh, go ahead, bro.
I was going to say, he was kind of been alluding to something with Primo for, you know, and then the day before he did, you know, did a then versus now, basically, with him and DJ Premier. So I guess that was supposed to be like our Easter egg. That this single was coming out, so.
But, like I said, I didn't expect it. Because, you know, a lot of good music got overshadowed by, you know, the rap beefs and everything.
A ton of good music.
Everything that's going on. Yeah, so when this came out, it was like a hidden gem. And like I said, it made me think about the Big Sean record, man, and like what he had going on. I'm like, damn, all this music got just overshadowed because everybody just... And then Kanye wanted to come and add fuel to the fire. Rick Ross wanted to keep it going. You got all these artists that keep jumping on the bandwagon, like trying to increase the beef and keep things going.
Yeah, and it's probably, just every time I'm thinking,
a distraction.
Gonna get a moment to breathe if like something else happens. So
I mean,
I don't know what's next for the beef, but oh my God, 2024, it's all Cat Williams' fault.
Yeah, I think so. I want to say I think so. And did you know, Rodney, just a fun little tidbit, that Cat Williams is like 2 million views from being like the most viewed, that most viewed interview in YouTube history if he gets 2 million more views?
Well, I might have to just give him some more clicks. Well, he'll probably get it because... I'm quite sure because his Netflix special is about to drop live. I think it's what, May the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So that may give him the 2 million bump that he needs.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking. Like, he definitely deserves it because he changed 2024 all with a snap of his finger, man, and he got people coming to Club Shay Shay and spilling out their guts. He got people just saying how they feel, man, and that's what he came to do. He came to put it down and make a name for himself.
Yeah, it's all Cat Williams' fault, but I am here for it. You couldn't tell me 2024 would be like this after the year we had in 2023. We haven't even talked about like upcoming project that's been announced at all in 2024 because the beef has just been, it's been nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
Shooting it.
Man, go ahead.
I'm waiting to see, you know, 50 Cent, the ultimate troll. I'm also here for his troll job too, so. Shoot, but we got what Rhapsody is supposed to drop next month. Haven't talked to, and she's got like 3 singles out.
Mm-hmm. And I think they're gonna be fired too, Rodney.
Yeah,
I
do too. I'm looking forward to her album, but it's like everything else that happened, haven't got a chance to talk about it at all.
And that's what I said, man. You had so many different albums. Like I seen that Doja Cat also came back and redid her album and put like a deluxe edition. You had like so many different other albums too, man, but like I said, overshadowed.
Like you said, the singles, you got the Fuck the Club up remix and
yeah, man, I just at this point they gotta figure something out.
Yeah, shoot, damn. Beyonce, she had her what 2 week run, but shoot, Cowboy Carter kind of then got oversaddled down too by the beat.
Yeah, and like they done jumped right back in there, right behind each other.
Sure. At this point, I'm waiting to see what we get next. I am curious to see overall where does J. Cole go from here. I know he's taking a lot of heat from apologizing, but I think it's hard when you're a person like J. Cole stature and he's friends with basically Drake and Kendrick.
That's tough. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, you know, you're touring with Drake, but it's you always hear people from Kendrick camp saying that him and J. Cole have been in the studio together and they did this and that, so.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see. This J. Cole is like the opposite of Mobb Deep back in the day when Jay-Z and Nas were beefing. They both took time out to diss Mobb Deep. J. Cole is like the middle child that's in between the beef, but cool with both of them.
Right. playing both sides.
Yeah, and this Drake and Kendrick beef has been kind of like they kind of been Nas and Jay-Z taking little shots at each other for a while now. So, but shoot, Kendrick on the clock because Drake is 1-0 in my book right now.
And I was just about to say that too, Rodney. I'm like, out of all this, man, like, but they said Kendrick dropping the album too, Rodney. So, I mean, is he technically on the clock? Because everybody's taking a long time to respond. Like, it's not how it used to be.
He on the clock.
And plus, I think, and people just being lighthearted about it too. Like, it's not really serious like it used to be.
He got to Friday in my book to drop something.
Okay, I can see that.
I mean, some people thought Drake wasn't going to respond, but boy, when he did.
Man, when he did, he sure did unleash some dogs.
Like I said, for V-Dot to be a Drake fan, I'm like, oh, I'm here for this one. And hell, I don't think Rick Ross waited an hour. He must have had that diss off.
And look, he been waiting to release that song. He couldn't wait for Drake to say something.
Yeah,
that's how he was gonna do. He was gonna just release his song.
And I'm a Rick Ross fan, but his diss has to be. He gotta if he gonna come back out with something, it gotta be better than what he dropped. The cover to the single, is about the best thing about his diss.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that is very true.
Yeah,
I was thinking that he probably, and I didn't like the AI move too by Drake.
Yeah, I thought that was corny. Waiting on Snoop to say something.
He did. He was like, "Are you serious?" Because he said people was blowing his phone up, and he couldn't even believe it himself. He like, "Are you serious? Like, what's going on here?"
Yeah. Yeah, Drake could have just stuck to. Being Drake, it was no need for anything else.
Man. I think that should be banned. I blame Timbaland for that. Remember Timbaland wanted to come out with an album where he took Biggie voice and tried to AI it?
Yeah.
It's Timbaland's fault, man. Because I'm sitting here looking at this shit. I said, this is fucking Timbaland's fault for this shit. Now you feel like you can go back and fucking recreate something with Tupac and Biggie. Like, that's heartless.
Mm-hmm. So, I forgot. Before we get into NBA playoffs and the NFL draft, we forgot to talk about a big thing that happened in Detroit this past week. And I want to see where you at, because some people hate it. Some people love it. I am of the loved nature, but the Detroit Lions, New Jersey alert. Love, hate,
yeah. I was gonna say I like the jerseys. I like the scheme and the setup. I'm really digging the black ones. I couldn't wait till we got the black jerseys back. I'm really excited about that. Like, how do you feel about all the jerseys? Like, okay. What's your rank? Like, how do you rank all three of them, Rodney? So, 1 to 3, like, what's your rank?
Black jerseys, 1, because I like how you can go with the black pants or the kind of little blue pants. I like the away jerseys a lot now, too. And then I guess the home jerseys would be 3rd, but, I mean, they all... I feel like they kept it... simple, but with like a future flair, kind of. So I wish the only thing I wish they would have did is for the black jerseys is to reverse, like, what about a black helmet with a Honolulu blue lion? Like, I think that would have been fire.
Yeah, now that would have been fire. Now I'm riding with you in the same order, I really like the black ones, though. The black ones stand out. I know some people are talking about, oh, like the Carolina Panthers, you know, talking shit. It's nothing like the Carolina Panthers colors. Come on now. And I think that it just really stands out, man. It stands out. I think the Lions look good in the new uniforms, and it just feels like a winning nature, like from just looking at the new uniforms. I feel like something special gonna happen.
Yeah. So the need we say the Lions have galvanized the city. Kind of reminds me of like the 06 Detroit Tigers or the 04 Pistons. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Lions, they got the Kool-Aid and everybody's on board, but you can't always say. But yeah, I like that, you know, they got the combos. I'm kind of glad the gray color jerseys are gone. I do hope they keep the, what was it, the 1950 like logo helmet. I did like that one from last year. And I know.
Yeah, I like. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I know the sure. NFL adjusted the rules. Now that team, they can have up to 3 helmets. So hope they keep that helmet in rotation.
I hope they keep it in rotation too, Rodney. And like I said, I hope they don't stray too far. Like, I love the new jerseys, but don't jersey us to death, goddammit. Don't leave too far off of what we had.
Don't do the
Atlantic. I think the Lions got some pretty good jerseys. Yeah, definitely don't do that.
Yeah, them Atlantic Falcon jerseys is ooh. Or Jacksonville when they had like the super big Jaguar on the helmet. Those were terrible too.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie about that. Yeah. I thought they were too.
You got what, 4 teams that have new jerseys? The Jets, the Lions, the Broncos, and then Houston. I do like the Houston jersey. The Jets and the Broncos ones, not so much.
Man, Rodney, one thing that I want to know also, now I know we're big on the Lions jerseys. I'm really digging them Jets jerseys. How do you like the Jets jerseys?
I'm probably, if I had to rank them, I'm going Lions 1, Houston 2, the Jets, and then Denver is all the way at the bottom. Far.
No, you wasn't feeling. I was feeling the orange one. The orange one for Denver was kind of sweet.
Yeah, the orange throwback one.
Yeah, that was sweet.
Yeah, those are sweet. The regular ones, they can keep those.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense to me. I wasn't feeling that either.
Yeah, but
they can definitely keep
the
that.
Old school, when John Elway first got in the league, tight jersey. Now those are dope.
Yeah, those are dope. I can't even lie about that. Those are dope.
Yeah, now Houston, they color scheme. I like what Houston did. The Jets, they kind of remind me of what the Lions did. They updated a classic look, so can't get mad at them. This is one of the times where pretty much every team kind of hit on something.
Exactly, and I think the NFL did a good job of picking some of the alternates and giving the teams the opportunity to kind of showcase how they feel. And because I just knew for sure when they said the Lions were getting a new jersey, we knew there was going to be the black ones because they haven't played in the black ones in forever. Yeah. And now listening to the GM, he was telling them, like, if you guys win a division, then you guys can get the black ones. So,
yeah, so perfect timing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I will definitely be I'm probably gonna cop a black one and an away one.
Mm.
Shoot, might get all 3. Who knows?
Man, might definitely get all 3. Now, Rodney, how you been keeping up with the NBA?
Yes, I'm watching your Phoenix Suns get mollywhopped right now by the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Now, I was kind of surprised about this turnout, too. Like, I just knew for sure that Houston was going to ball out. I'm sorry, not Houston. I'm sorry. The T-Wolves are going to ball out. I thought Phoenix would put up a little bit more of a fight because they got that big three. But, man, they really, like, it seemed like they don't have no chemistry.
So, I owe the people an apology. I owe Rudy Gobert an apology. I still think it's a lopsided trade eventually, but the combination of Rudy Gobert, Carl Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards is working out a lot better than I thought it was. I don't know if it's because they added Michael Conley Jr. for some more veteran leadership. The dude McDaniels is a dog. So I have to give credit to Minnesota.
Yeah, I give credit to Minnesota. Give credit where credit is due. The coaching has been really good. They come in with a really good game plan. The players are active. Like, it feel like they came to win. Like, they know that they want to win this game. And they balling. They playing their asses off. And it just feel like Phoenix is being nonchalant with it. That's what it really seems like.
Yeah, and I don't think Phoenix will get swept, but I think they lose the series, right? I think we both agree Minnesota is just too much right now for Phoenix Big Three. If Phoenix loses the series, does Frank Vogel get fired?
Mm. I feel bad for Booker. And I feel bad for Booker because he thought KD was going to come in and provide some type of veteran leadership, and KD has not been that. I would go as far to say this, Rodney. Even when they played in that series against Milwaukee, you know, until Kyrie got hurt and they wasn't able to stop him, he wasn't doing nothing in that series. Like, it mainly was just, you know, Harden and then Kyrie. And, like, that's his problem right now. And then Bradley Beal, I don't know what's up with Bradley Beal, but he's a shell of his former self. He's not great. It's looked like a bad pickup.
Yeah, so I don't know where Phoenix goes. I don't think Frank Vogel deserves to be fired. I kind of feel like this is the changing of the guard type playoffs in the NBA, right? Golden State out. Got Minnesota, OKC, and OKC is going to be in a dogfight. Because New Orleans is not your average eighth seed. And probably if Zion Williamson is playing game one, probably the Pelicans win. But this feels like a changing of the guard in NBA.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you can see it, like, the writing's on the wall. And, like, for LeBron not being able to get called along with the rest of the Lakers and –
yeah, and
for the rest of like turning cheap
the damn heads. So I don't know how it'll be interesting to see how the next game with the Lakers is officiated. Now that you have LeBron and D'Lo and pretty much everybody on the Lakers complaining about the officiating, rightfully so in some instances, there was a lot of blown calls, but the Lakers, I don't see them winning the series at all.
Yeah, you're right about that. I don't see it either. I really don't. And, like, with a lot of these teams being down, like, 2-0, like, I don't see the Lakers even coming back.
Yeah, I don't see the Lakers coming back. I don't see Phoenix coming back.
So, I want to say I don't know how the hell Philly losing to New York, but
Joel Embiid,
New York got some good momentum.
I think Joel Embiid is still hurt. Like, he just came back because it is a playoff, and I think he is hurt. It'll be interesting to see in the offseason, because I feel like New York will win that series.
Mm-hmm.
New York might be, depending on what happens with Giannis in Milwaukee, if he's fully healthy eventually in the playoffs. But right now, New York might be the second best team in the East. Like, it's Boston. Who do you have in the East? Like, I feel like the West, like we've been saying, is going to be a slugfest. But in the East, it's Boston, and I think it's with Giannis being hurt, it's a huge drop-off between 1 and 2.
Man, So I got my little list right here, Rodney, and I was going over it. Now, this is because we haven't talked in a while, so. Now, I'm not going to lie to you, Rodney. I had the Lakers upset in Denver. Because, look, I look at it like this. I said, okay. Yeah, because I thought, like, okay, they picked up Spencer Dinwiddie. They got Hayes. They picked up. They had a lot of good pickups during the offseason. The Lakers Anthony Davis.
You know who would have been a better fit for the Lakers to play?
Who?
OKC.
Oh, yeah. I think they would have definitely. You know what? I think OKC going to lose to New Orleans.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I think, and the sad part about it is we know that, especially if they had Zion, and Zion's out there. So my pre-picks is I had the Lakers winning. I had Philadelphia winning too. Not going to even lie to you about that. I had Philadelphia winning that one.
Normally I would have Philadelphia winning, but with Joel Embiid being – he's hurt. Healthy Joel Embiid, Philly wins. Hurt for Joel Embiid, push.
Yeah, you're right about that. I thought they could really power through it. That Knicks team is beat up too, but for some reason, man, like, they're getting all the foul calls. Maybe they're being more aggressive. And I didn't see this coming. I did not see this coming, but the Knicks are here, man. They showing something.
Yeah, that's why I feel the Knicks, depending on what happens with Giannis, might be the second best team in the East, which shows how bad the East is.
Yeah, man, how super bad the East is. Of course, I had Milwaukee winning. I had Boston winning. Now, I was kind of... Because Jimmy Butler being out, like, they have no chance to beat the Celtics. So, yeah, that was a given. I was kind of shook up on the one thing with the with Phoenix and the Timberwolves. I thought it was up in the air for me because I know Cat was back. I didn't expect pure dominance from the T-Wolves. So,
well, I don't think Phoenix has beat Minnesota in quite a while at this point. I think Minnesota is just a bad matchup for Phoenix, because they forced Devin Booker to guard on defense. It's hard for KD because you can't put him on Cat or Rudy Gobert, but he'll end up on one of them at some point. So I just think overall, like, that is the one matchup that Phoenix should have been trying to avoid.
No, I agree. I thought that was a matchup. They were going to try to hide him somewhere. And right now, from looking at this, Booker defense is really bad. Is like insanely bad. You can't do nothing with him. It's like, where the hell can you even hide him at? And he's just getting exploited.
Yeah, so it's and I think that's what surprises me the most about, like, Ant he's playing defense for Minnesota. Like, they're playing defense together as a unit. I don't know. I feel bad for Phoenix because there is no clear path to me for them to get back to in contention in this series at all. I might be getting my broom ready.
I got my broom right with you, man. Because it's looking real bad. They might be able to muster one up in Phoenix, man. You never know. Because that home crowd, I'm not going to even lie to you, they make some noise, man. They give it up to that team. So it's not like it's the Pistons crowd who actually got voted the worst in the league by all Detroit teams. So,
I mean, Little Caesars is a little sparse when the Pistons are playing.
I'm just done with the Pistons, man.
And apparently, I'm done with the NBA is too.
Yeah, it's just for them to be voted like last for like they said like the worst atmosphere. Even the players said like this is the worst atmosphere to play in. Like I hate playing in Detroit. That's sad.
Yes. Let's see. I'm looking at some of the stuff. And they gave Monty Williams pretty low mark.
They need to get rid of him, man. I know they got rid of the GM, but get everything that has to do with him.
They haven't got rid of the GM either. Apparently he's staying, and they're just going to hire a player, what is it, the team president, finally.
Man, I don't know what to do with the Pistons, man. I'm doing an RIP eulogy to them right now in the back of my head. It's just when you talk about them, it's just you shake your head, you put your head down, you're like, God damn it. And they haven't won in so long. And I just looked at the they said the Pistons had, like, some of the worst losses and records in franchise history. Yeah, and that's just over in this span of, like, yeah, within this span of, like, 5 or 6 years, it's like 4 of those years you haven't even won over 20 games.
Yeah, and there's no clear-cut number one pick this year. There's not a LeBron or Victor Yamo in the draft, so they're not a way for them to improve really, really fast. Unless they, I don't know, who do they take a flyer on? Do they bring back Tobias Harris?
I mean, do you even want to go there and bring him back? I don't know, man. I kind of like Miles Bridges over him. Trae Young. Like, it's so many different people. Right now, it's just a point of getting to the playoffs, man, and putting butts in seats.
Yeah, they got a lot of cap room to play around there.
Yeah. And that's what I was saying. They got to make a splash and try to at least get us into the playoffs. Get some no-nonsense dudes and get us into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this...
Yeah, I hope interesting.
Oh, yeah. Eric Spoelstra. I keep saying, which current coach would you like to play for?
And he was voted right. You said it. You nailed it, Rodney. You said it. You said Spoelstra. That's who everybody wants to play for, and you're right.
Ooh,
and you are definitely right about that.
They voted the coach they would least like to play for. Ooh, by a wide margin.
And I can see that, too. Like, who wants to play for Tibbs, man? And you never... I've seen him sit so many players down. And, like, he picks on you and nitpicks on you, too. So, I'm surprised Brunson doesn't want his ass out of there.
Oh, what letter grade would you give the referees this season? That's interesting. A C with the higher letter grade to get
that's that tough, man.
Silver, A and B.
The refs been like some bullshit.
They split on the 65 game rule. This interesting survey. Yeah, Detroit got some damn work to do though.
Man, a lot of work to do. And it's just, it's embarrassing, man. It's embarrassing for the city, man. Especially when you got all these teams like showing up. You got the Red Wings showing up. You got, of course, the Lions showing up. And the Tigers are actually playing their asses off right now. So the only non-factor is the Pistons. So they got to show us something.
And they don't look anywhere close to being a factor. Like, at least, like, with the Red Wings and Tigers the last couple of years, you've had hope. The Pistons, there is no hope.
Yeah, it's no hope, man. They're dead fish in the water. And where do you go from here? Like, do you want to, like, it's nobody in free agency that you can go get. That you have to get multiple players in free agency because everybody's teaming up and they have multiple all-stars. So the Pistons have to do that. They have to get multiple all-stars.
Let me ask you a Pistons question. Kay Cunningham is able to sign a rookie max extension. Would you do that?
Ooh, that's tough right there. I mean, he does provide some excellent defense and great outside shooting, but...
Ooh, I have stumped you. Here, I'll help you. I would.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you have to because who else you gonna get?
You're right. Like, who else can you get? And I've seen a couple names out there, but you really don't want to give up none of your young assets in like a sign and trade. So it kind of sucks.
Yeah, and that's why I feel like you have to do it because at this point. He's about one of only a few people that you can actually build around.
Yeah, and that's what... I mean, do you pay Cade all that money too, Rodney? Like, let's be honest. Or do you let him go?
I think you have to pay him, see if you can build around him. Yeah, I think you have to do it almost. Yeah, but the, I don't know, the Pistons, they've been such a dumpster fire for so long, I don't know what else you would do.
Yeah, I just, oh man, I don't know what to do with this NBA playoffs right now, man. I'm catching a glimpse of the game as we do our podcast, and I'm like, oh man. I just don't like the way that I don't like the matchup with Dallas and the Clippers, man.
I don't either. I wish I could reseed the playoffs, but
I know, like, if they knew what was good for them, man, like, I don't know if they had any time to, like, look at this and kind of manipulate anything, but this is really bad. Like, when you look at it, it's not good at all. Like, the Clippers are, like, head over heels, like, better than the Chargers right now, in every category.
Yeah, and
outside of Luka and Kyrie Irving, I don't know anybody else that can actually generate their own shot, man.
Shoot, and then if the Clippers win this, they play OKC in the next round.
Shit, it probably would.
Could this be the year the Clippers actually make it to the NBA Finals?
Man. And James Harden looking like James Harden again.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the foul line, turning into James Harden again. That's going to get you a lot of buckets off the foul line and stepping up. Because Kawhi Leonard can't stay healthy to save his damn life.
Yes. Yeah, I wish I could reseed the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, we need to definitely reseed it. And then you know what else I was thinking too, Rodney? Now, I know that this is jumping to another subject, but I was thinking like how awesome the NBA has it set up where they do have the play-in games and you have the 7th, 8th, and the 9th and the 10th seed going against each other. To have the Red Wings who were on fire like at the end of the the NHL playoffs, for them not, for the NHL not to have something similar to that, that's disgusting to me. I thought the NHL should have had something similar to that too.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if more team, I mean, more leagues adapt that type of rule.
Yeah, because we could have used that, man. And it would have been nice to have the Red Wings in the playoffs. Even though the goaltending was freaking horrid, at least, like, to give them a taste of the playoffs, man. We've been missing it for so long.
Yeah, it'll be... Yeah, I was not a fan of the play-in tournament at first, but it definitely adds some spikes to the game.
Now, Rodney... How do you think the Lions are going to get their first draft pick? And are you going to the draft downtown?
Haven't planned on it just yet. If I do, I won't be driving out Uber or Lyft down. But
right.
I don't know. And they're talking about parking will be upwards of $100, so...
Man, for opening day, it was like $85. So, yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm torn between pick the best DB or D lineman on the board, whichever one you have rated the highest, or trade down into the second round and accumulate multiple picks. But then I feel like you almost have to pick in the first round because we're hosting the damn draft.
Right. Unless you could find a way to trade up, and I don't know what team right now is willing to let the Lions, like, trade up.
Pittsburgh, maybe?
Especially after.
You know, that might be smart. Pittsburgh, maybe. But then this is crazy because this gives them a chance to retool, like, what they have. I think they need more. They need to beef up the defense a little bit more. I know they picked up some key free agents, especially like they picked up like two key free agents from Baltimore. But if they can work on their defense a little bit more, we can get back to what the Steelers used to be.
Yeah. So I don't know. I could see Baltimore willing to trade. I'm trying to think who else would I see. But also, with Brad Holmes, you just don't know because he's traded up for guys he's really wanted. He traded back and still was able to get, like, Branch and Laporta by doing so. So it'll be interesting to see what he does, where he goes. But I almost think you have to pick in the first round since we're hosting. But are you going down to the draft?
Yeah, I'm heading down to the draft, brother. I'm going to go ahead and go down there and party like it's 1999. And hopefully some good luck will come out of it. I really want them to make a couple of good splashes, man, and I don't know, Lions are going to be contenders this season, man. I hope they work on the defense. Because I think the offense is, like, superb. I know we lost a couple people, but it just gives enough room for some players to step up, man. Especially Jameson Williams. So.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what they decide. I could also see them taking an O-lineman and hear me out.
Yeah,
just a wide receiver.
So you think we need another wide receiver?
I think Holmes sticks to his best player available, and I could see them taking a wide receiver and saying that was the best player they got on their board.
Yeah. Damn.
I would not be surprised at all. Shoot. draft is here, and then did you know the draft is standing at NFC North for next year too? It's gonna be on Lambeau next year.
Man, that's gonna be super cold, especially around this time.
Yeah, but I think I read it's the 100-year anniversary of the NFL next year, so I think that's why they decided to go to Lambeau. Now, are you going to all 3 days of the draft or just round one?
Man, I just hope that I can get through this crowd. And hopefully you go down there, Ronnie, man. Are you going down there on Thursday or thinking about Thursday?
Yeah.
What days are you thinking about heading down?
Possibly Thursday and Friday.
All right, Friday I gotta work, which sucks. But Thursday for sure. And Saturday for sure. I'm gonna do Thursday and Saturday. Cause I think it's gonna be some free concerts down there. I heard Big Sean having a free concert down there also.
Yeah, he's opening, and then what is it? The Detroit Youth Choir.
Okay. Yeah, that's gonna be dope. Yeah, I'm gonna definitely go Thursday. And then Saturday, you probably won't show up for Saturday, huh?
No, I have a prior commitment that Saturday. I don't know why people kept our scheduling things on the NFL draft weekend.
Yeah, it sounds like me, a story of my life, man. I was like, oh man, I really want to go, and I'm off this weekend because, of course, I worked last weekend. So I was really banking on going to the draft, but a bunch of stuff popped up too. So, but Friday I won't be able to go. Thursday I'll be able to go, but I'll be down there probably about 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, it's gonna be exciting. I think they're expecting like 600,000 people. Oh, it'll be interesting to see. Of course, one of the main reasons why I want to go is to boo Roger Goodell in person.
Yeah, that's what I said. I want to see the whole atmosphere. You know, when you watch it on TV and you see how pumped up the crowd is and everybody cheering and going crazy when they call up the draft picks. Like, I want all that smoke and then that sea of people. Yeah, I can't wait to see the Lions fans show up and show out and see that sea of Honolulu Blue down there and see the other fans, too, that come from out of town, because I know it's a bunch of fans that's going to fly in and we're going to show our hospitality and they're going to taste our food. And, you know, this is a good opportunity to show people, like, hey, we not what you think we are. Like, Detroit is awesome.
Yeah, it'll be a great atmosphere. I'm eager to see. I also want to see the TV coverage, see how they actually show Detroit too. So, shoot, but we can get out of here on that note. We up against it. So, guess when we next time we'll get a recap of your draft experiences, and which of the Lions picks do you hate the most?
Oh boy, be ready to hear me probably rant and go crazy. Or in Brad Holmes, I trust. We gonna see, man.
Yeah, we'll see. He's saying in Brad Holmes we trust now, but let's wait to see.
He better have some Michigan guy. He better get them national championship boys. He better get Soren Seal, and he better get a couple other people. I'm going to lose my damn mind.
I think Sorensen might be a possibility.
I know. I hate when teams don't draft the guys that just won a national championship, because that drives me nuts.
I can almost guarantee there will be somebody from Alabama.
Oh yeah, it's got to be.
And Brad Holmes
it's gotta has be
been
some
consistent on picking guy from Alabama, so we'll see.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. He had a chance to get a couple people, man, and he didn't pick them up. He wound up getting like Broderick Martin and a couple other people, and I thought he could have picked up a couple other people, but it is what it is. A couple of them happened to be from Michigan that I thought he was going to pick up, but he passed up on them. So,
hey, well, on that note, we'll get out of here, and then we'll catch y'all on the B-side.
Peace.